John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Talking about the Yankees versus the Blue Jays today, playing the game. I'm game four of the season for the Yankees.
Special thank you to my godfather, Mike Amaral, and his band for doing our unofficial company song.
You sing me in. Sing me in. I'll be Mike Amaral and you sing me in.
Ooh, good vibrations. Ba-bum.
I'm picking up good vibrations. Mike, the part of the song that is good, maybe sing with some gusto.
Hit it hard, even if it's bad.
Mike, horrible vibrations the way you're singing the good vibrations.
You gotta let that rip, even if it doesn't sound good.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Welcome back, everyone. Talking Yanks pregame show.
It's the Talking Yanks pregame show. Here's the deal, everyone. Welcome to the pregame show. We'll try to make it quick. It's first one of the year. There's going to be other people on the pregame show this year. BBD might step in. Joe's McFly might step in. People from around the office might step in. Why, you may ask? Well, I got to catch a train. I got to get home. And sometimes the only reason we stay late is for the pregame show. And I got a kid now.
We were a victim to the Yankees and the opposing team at times posting their schedule, which sometimes would be like an hour and a half before the game.
Oh, yeah. We're not waiting for the schedule of the opposing team anymore. Don't give a shit. And we're also not putting the schedule on the graphic because that would take so long and then we'd be late for dinner. Also, this pregame show and every pregame show that we do this year is brought to you by SeatGeek, and I am being as honest as I fucking can with you. If SeatGeek didn't sponsor the pregame show, we weren't doing it this year. Scrapping it because it's a grind.
So thanks, SeatGeek.
So thank you to SeatGeek. Use code pregame, and that's how you could keep this around. It's got a shelf life of 3 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe two. It's not like a show that gets views day after.
We have been getting early lineups. I think that's a gambling thing. So maybe that's a win in all of this. Steve. Use the code to go to the game the other day.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you to Steve.
It is high, it is far, it is gone. Tulo Hitzky. The man of Troy, homers to right.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
The only one time.
Fuck Tulo.
Tulo Hitzky, the man of Troy.
That's really good.
That's really good. It's one of his best recent ones.
Can you play the he's not good? He's...
He's not good. He's fabulous.
Also, the pregame show is like the my favorite thing we do, so I didn't want to cancel. That's just such a grind. I know. Jake probably would have canned it last year if it wasn't for me, who I was like, dude, I love the pregame show. It's my favorite thing we do.
There's a lot going on.
No, it's the most damning on our schedule.
I mean, tell them some of the things we do on the pregame show.
On the pregame show, what we do is we go over the lineup, okay? And then we make some of our what to watch for us, okay? Jake's going to give one. I'm going to give one. Then we're going to do the pitching path to the victory. That's our favorite segment because it's actually kind of like where we're smart and we show off that like we kind of pay attention to the team and know some stuff. Then after that, we will give our homer draft picks. Did I miss anything? Am I missing anything? We will vote on the over-under. That's after the homer draft. And then premonitions. Yeah. And then we stand up.
Yes.
Yes.
In that order.
I think that's the order, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the lineup today, Jake. Now, BBD, this new way we're doing it, do you want to just put it on screen? Like, are you going to just screenshot the Yankees? Because me doing it probably would take a while. I can do that.
You
okay.
And me. And me and you. We talk about it still.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing up.
Audio and visual aspects to the pregame show.
I have a question.
Doing one or the other.
Have we got a new graphic from Twitter every game? Like a new theme?
It's a great question.
I think we've got a lot of different themes. Remember, was it last year when it was written in like pencil and you couldn't fucking read it? You got to zoom in.
That was tough.
And I was like, guys, make a change here.
I think yesterday's graphic, again, I'm not company graphic guy anymore, but looks very similar to me. See if they did that the day before as well.
No, one day it was all white, I feel like.
I'm looking for a good vibration.
Yes, so Sevy Saturday, if you look at that one, I have it here.
Yeah. So
it's different. I kind of liked that one.
Yeah, so they had the same opening day. They had that one, and now they've switched.
I thought it was maybe a series thing, because this the graphic they have for today kind of looks... To me, Blue Jays-ish.
A little bit. That lineup is Blue Jays blue.
No. This one looks Blue Jays-ish. To me.
Yeah, I don't know. The font on lineup in the other one.
Like, these look like Blue Jay numbers.
Yeah, they should be on the other side. They were on the other graphic.
So, okay, so they're really figuring out how they like their graphic. So if they listen to this, like, this is a Blue Jays blue, not a Yankees blue.
Jim, you want to tell them about the lineup?
I could. I love what BBD did, putting this version of it up in between our faces. Really good.
We have our TY one up. I mean, company men, but either way.
Talking Yanks tweeted out our version.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty version.
Yeah.
Oh, it just went up. Cool. All right, the lineup is DJ LeMahieu's leading off. How about that? Playing third base, Anthony Rizzo in the two-hole at first base. Super slugger Aaron Judge batting third. I was about to say Stanton saved it with super slugger. Stanton, fourth, DH, classic. Gallo, fifth, left field. Gleyber Torres at second base. Hicks in center field. Higashioka at catcher. Couldn't save that one. Gonzalez at shortstop. Marwin. Caught me a Marwin. So the bench today is Josh Donaldson. I'm going to guess he will pinch hit if need be for Higgy or Marwin. And Trevino's on the bench. And Connor Fluffa is on the bench.
Bingo.
Little bit of, Jake and I said, a little bit of, unless this is your what to watch, right? I don't think so. But Kiner sitting seems like a little bit of like, hey, kid, catch your breath.
Yeah.
You had yourself a big weekend.
Yesterday, the weekend caught up with you a little bit. Don't worry about it. And we're the Yankees. We bench guys regularly. So I hope IKF knows that. They told him that. They probably haven't. So he's probably just sad. And yeah, Marwin's first start, right? Marwin Gonzalez at shortstop. I mean, there's a pretty easy W2, W4. But that's a lazy W2, W4. So
that is a lazy, right? W2, W4. Sometimes we get we outsmart ourselves because we're like, we're not going to do the cookie cutter W2, W4.
Yeah.
We're going to do the one you don't know about. Marwin at short, Jack Curry. He's probably saying that because he's a pro and he knows like what is actually supposed to be talked about.
Right.
Marwin getting his first start at shortstop. Not me. Not my what to watch for.
Oh. Let me know when Peraza's up. For the Blue Jays, George Springer from Connecticut.
Boo.
Bo Bichette. Dad played baseball.
Boo.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. His dad played baseball.
I don't want him to
hear me. Oscar Hernandez. I don't know if he had family play. I mean, probably. Like, teaching him when he was young. Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
Boo.
Family plays baseball. Alejandro Kirk. We respect you.
Yeah.
He's catching. Matt Chapman's at third. It's kind of fun. We met him. He was nice. Zach Collins, the trade before the season. The two lefty catchers. He'll be DHing. Espinal is playing second base. How about that? With Chapman at third. And Alec Manoa, the big dude from West Virginia. He's on the bump. We saw his major league debut.
Debut.
Ah, taboo.
That's how they say it in other places and around the world. I've been watching
West Virginia.
And cricket.
Oh, Manoa got a debut.
He's on debut. Debut?
Oh, you're in France. Debut.
Debut.
Francais.
The butt. What is your what to watch for, Jake?
Fuck, man.
You want me to go first?
Really?
You're scared.
I was looking up one stat.
You're a scared little boy.
I was looking up one. I was looking at one stat. Did Manoa had two starts against the Yankees last year.
We were at the debut. We shut him down. His family was screaming and yelling.
He had the second one. I guess they got him a little more in the second one. Let's see what that looks like. Game logs doesn't come in a jar.
Game logs come from who you are.
The Jays won 6-3 in his second start. Luis Gil was on the other side of the mound. Or actually the same mound, just different times. That lineup was Gardy, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, DJ, Gallo, Gary, Rugi, Velasquez.
Yep. Rizzo got a single off him. Stanton got a single off him. Gallo walked. Gary hit into a double play.
Gardy hit the homer, so watch out for that in the homer draft.
Yes, yes. Brett Gardner hit a 3-run homer off of him after a Joey Gallo single.
My what to watch for.
Yeah.
Jim, if you're still listening.
Holding on by a thread.
I'm going to go Joey Gallo.
Okay.
Some of the talk on the interstate today is Joey Gallo was hitting balls hard, just zero results so far. He showed a little frustration. We talked about the defense and the base running was a little weird, which we kind of, that needs to flatline. I can kind of understand if you're going to run hot and cold, but the other stuff is supposed to be there. So, I mean, Joey G, especially as we're doing our rotating lineup where we're leaving one of our better bats out. Donaldson's the guy today. You got to go, JoJo.
Like, I'm not having his hitting is what it is, and he's hit some balls hard, and he ran into an out. I think he's reached base every game. For me, just let's do all the other facets good. I believe he will run into home runs. I'm interested in what his offense brings you in day-to-day. I'm not worried about Joey Gallo's offense. He had the MF from yesterday because of on the other side of the ball.
Right.
He was being a doofus head.
And, yeah, he's up to the five spot today. So if you take out a Donaldson, like Gallo... Gallo six spot is kind of like, hey, do your thing, man. You got on base, cool. Yeah. Gallo five spot, especially right behind Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of need you to have good at bats.
But yeah.
And he kind of did the other day.
Can I tell you?
No results.
Can I tell you my what to watch for? Yeah. Marwin Gonzalez.
Really?
In the batter's box. 3-for-4 off Alec Manoa lifetime.
Mm.
4 at-bats. Single. Strikeout looking. Single. Now, my fan fiction is he has a tell. And he's going to spread it throughout the lineup, ramp it. Manoa throws a fastball every time he sneezes. Now everyone knows. So just look out for that. Mm.
I know Jack Curry's going to talk about Marwin,
mm-hmm.
so we don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has a big game, oh my God, people are going to go nuts. Yeah.
My honest what to watch for was like, hope he doesn't look too good at short.
Right. Right.
Hope Marwin doesn't look
yeah,
smooth.
I think, no, dude, that's like genuine. Like people, you know, I've been leading the IKF train. You tried to hijack the not IKF
I'm just fondling train. Your ears now as you drive the train.
I'm genuinely rooting for Marwin to not go like off tonight because then we have a problem. Then we've run into our first problem of the
offensively
season.
Fine. He can go off. But if he's like smooth as fuck at short, we have like a little bit of like
I can't have him looking comfy.
Can't have him looking comfy at short.
Okay, so we want Marwin to struggle today.
Like bobble but make the plays. Back. Or maybe just no balls get hit to him so we don't even know.
The other thing is DJ in the leadoff spot. You know I've been somewhat adamant about that.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? I'm rooting for DJ to have a great game. Marwin, okay. Almost forgotten.
Dude, do you see what Kevin's Orioles are doing?
Don't. I hate the Orioles.
They're 2-0 up 2-0 on Hauser.
They will lose.
Okay, that's fair.
So over them.
Okay. I did my what to watch for, and it's honest. Like Marwin can't be too smooth at short.
Okay.
We haven't talked about Tyone. We got to talk about starting pitchers a little bit. It'll be part of the pitching path to victory because yes. The first is Tyone. Now, let's all ready ourselves for this. He will get pulled before he throws 70 pitches.
Yeah. I mean, every starter has, right?
Maybe someone got to 71 or 72, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Even Gareth was below that. So, Seve's first start back. Monty struggled the first inning. So, yeah, I mean, Tyone, like, 4 would be a win today. And we'll see. I mean, it basically seems like the pitching path to victory is here.
What do you think it is?
I would say Jameson Tyone. They are itching to use JP Sears. Hasn't pitched yet. And what a moment to get him in against this Blue Jays team. I would hope they lean Michael King, who threw 23 pitches Friday and has had 2 days off. Tyone to King is a pretty nice formula. Chappie didn't pitch yesterday, so if you reverse engineer it, they use Johnny. You think they prefer to go Clay and Chad before going back to Johnny. Miguel Castro, Litke, and Clark Schmidt are out.
They are. I'm trying to find my favorite website. I mean, I know Fangraphs has, like, the good version.
Yeah. You do like the other one.
But there's one that's just such a bullshit. It's just, like, bullpenusage.com or something like that. I can't find it. Maybe it's not a thing anymore. I mean, they, like, kept it up to date. Is it this one? Yes. Found it. Here, BBD. If you want to share this with the people. God, it's no longer operating. Look at that.
Why don't you think?
Because it was it looked like a 90s website, but I loved it so much.
That has an argument for worst website I've seen.
I know.
That's up there. Like, if you're trying to buy a dog from a family that breeds dogs, that's on that level.
What?
Dog breeder websites are the worst websites.
Oh, they are?
Because they're people that breed dogs for a living that one day.
I bought my dog from the Amish. They didn't have a website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they
just called my dude Sam up.
Yeah.
Got another?
I mean, you called Sam up.
That's the guy I got my dog from, Sam. Yeah. He's Amish. It's from BBD's neck of the woods.
Okay.
So we can use this one then.
We'll use that one then. How do you think they're going? I mean, this is like your favorite portion of your favorite show. So
yeah, it is my favorite portion of my favorite show. The Blue Jays are righty heavy. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
What's their lineup today? Where did they plug any of the lefties in?
They have Zach Collins, the DH, hitting eighth.
That's it, right?
And that's Todos.
So, it's an interesting matchup because the Yankees bullpen has a lot of lefties. There's good balance there. I think Castro's in, unless did he pitch yesterday? That's what I'm trying to pull
up. He did not.
So I think Castro is then in today.
Okay.
Because it's going to be the sinker crew. You might see Wandy. I don't think you're going to see Litke. Chapman will be for the save situation. Who's out? Laza?
I mean, not necessarily. He pitched yesterday, but he didn't pitch the day before that. It's kind of funky because, I mean, the Yanks have been using their bullpen.
Laza pitched Saturday and Sunday, right?
Laza pitched Sunday, not Saturday. He pitched Friday. So,
oh.
Laza is available.
So, if it's a close game, everyone should be available. But it's going to be the righties. It's going to be Castro, Chad, Clay. Castro, Chad, Clay,
I guess Laza. The question would be, if before that, are they going to King or Marinaccio?
How many did King throw?
23 on Friday. Saturday, so 2 days off. So he's available.
Yeah, but not for length, probably.
Right.
I think 3 days. If you wanted him to go like 40 pitches or like really deep, you know?
Yeah.
So you think it's J.P. Sears' time to shine? He's a lefty. I don't think he's going out there.
I mean, it would be a brutal assignment. He's definitely the blowout either direction guy.
All right, here's what. Ready yourself for Ron Marinaccio in like a fifth and close situation, and you're like, really?
Okay.
Ron right here? Because I don't think they want to deploy all the righties day one of a four-game series.
Right.
If there's like a four-run differential or three-run, you're probably like, maybe see Litke, Wandy in scenarios just against the big bats.
Litke's gone back to back.
Well, then Wandy to see what he's got. You'll definitely see Sears, like just to burn the lefties in a loss.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to want to burn a righty in a loss here at all because they're so righty heavy. And okay. These guys mash.
Mash potatoes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Their lineup's all righties with the reputation of, like, mashing lefties.
Yeah.
Not just the handedness.
Yeah. I think King might go tomorrow with Nestor. Because Clark threw yesterday, and you need, they're going to have a, yeah, I think it's going to be King for tomorrow with Nestor. King Cortez.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah.
Couple opposites.
Cortez the King. Okay, we did that, Jake.
Yeah.
Now what?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Do you have the graphics for this, BBD, or no? Because we're graphicless. Because I
think we're graphicless.
Well, you can put my badass Excel sheet on then.
B-A Excel sheet.
So just to update everybody, we did make picks on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. I got Stanton on Saturday. Jake got Rizzo on Friday. No one homered on Sunday. So we're tied 1-1, and the first series was a tie.
1-1, 0-0-1.
Yeah.
Is how we'll phrase it.
And now you get to go first.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Four-game set.
It's a four-game set. oh, I'm Jake. I'll take Marwin. He's not going to play another game. Loser.
I think I'm going to go with Joey Gallo. He was my what to watch for.
Who's your W2, W4?
Some hard contact. And I think Manoa gets to Gallo, and he's like, whoo, just got through Judge and Stanton. Let me get a first pitch heater in there. Donk.
Now, where's it? Where's it? Second deck?
Roy Donk.
Right field?
It's a porcher.
Oh, a short porch.
It's a porch, John.
Like sky high.
3 out of 30 ballparks.
What others?
Okay. That's a great question. Fenway, because it's pretty close to the line.
Oh, it's down the line.
Pretty close to the line. And Murph.
Mm-hmm. The Murph, yeah. Yes. Good call.
Thank you.
Good call. Now, it's a 4-game set, as you said. I'm taking DiGiorno with my first pick.
Lead off DJ.
Yeah. Hit the ball hard yesterday in his pinch hit.
Yeah.
Hit a home run. Was fired up about it as he rounded first base in the leadoff spot. I mean, well, he want to know why he was so fired up when he hit that home run on opening day? Or was that game two? It's opening day, right?
Opening day.
Because all these little twerps kept calling him bench player all offseason. And guess what happened in game three? Got benched.
Yeah.
And has he hit leadoff yet? No. And what does DJ LeMahieu tell his wife's friends when they ask him who he is? Because I'm the leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's not. So he's going to hit a homer. Probably first, maybe first or second pitch.
It's a great pick. I just have him going 4 for 4, 3 singles and a double.
Fair. I'll take credit for that too.
And just like, I'm not a bench player.
Mm-hmm.
I can point out a couple guys on our team that are bench players.
Yeah.
I am not one.
Please stop doing that.
And your second pick.
Now you're going to find this funny. I, with my second pick.
Don't.
What?
Don't take him.
Gleyber Torres.
Okay. Okay.
Game one of a 4-game set.
Yeah.
DJ hits a home run, first or second pitch, I think. Mm. What's Gleyber do? Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm on the bench now?
Shit.
So he homers as well. Gleyber. Also, he had a nice poke yesterday.
Gleyber's out there like, hey, I'm not a bench guy. I can show you guys that are bench guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuts to someone on the bench just sweating.
Jim, there was a guy I didn't want you to take.
Okay.
And, you know, fans of the Homer draft may start screaming at home, but they have to know there's an addendum for this year. I'm taking Kyle Higashioka.
Well, he's available now this year.
An illegal pick this year. Higgy sat yesterday.
He was actually pacing.
And he was like, hey.
Whole game.
I'm not a bench player.
Yeah.
I can show you bench players.
Yeah.
So I like Higgy today. Manoa pumping heaters. Higgy loves heaters. Bong.
Okay. Good picks. From you?
Thank you.
I don't expect anyone to love my picks, but it's a first game of a 4-game set against a really good righty pitcher.
Alec Manoa is the pitcher.
He's good at doing it. If you're not a Yankees fan or a Blue Jays fan and you're watching this show because some of you guys are sick fucks, you'll enjoy watching Manoa pitch.
He had a monster spring. 14 innings pitched, a 0.64 ERA.
But all the at-bats were under protest.
Under protest at-bats, so. And how about this? In only 20 starts last year, Alec Manoa led the AL in hit-by-pitches. Don't love that.
Don't love that at all. He got kicked out. He got ejected one time. He was all upset about it. He was retaliating. He was helping people out. You think Tyrone's going to look good?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm expecting early season Tyrone from last year, but like heavy fastball. Like his fastball is good enough that his, if his other stuff isn't there today, his fastball can get him close to his like 65 pitch threshold today. Like he could be 70% heaters and he would still survive today, I think. If he's really good, I mean, holy smokes, we are going to be, we're going to be drinking some Tyrone Kool-Aid with a side of Seve. So that'd be exciting.
I'd be excited. I really would.
Yes.
It's true. It's true. Okay. Now, the next thing we do on the pregame show, the Talking Yanks pregame show, is premonitions.
No.
Oh, the over-under.
Yes.
Got ahead of myself. The over-under, we are, if I pull up the scores here, Jake did not participate yesterday. Me,
you were just wrong.
I was just wrong. It's 9. I guess, after looking at this.
9. Manoa, Tyrone, kind of a big game.
I typed mine in. I'm taking the over here.
Really?
I don't believe that either team, one team that's not winning isn't going to deploy their top bullpen guys. The Blue Jays were just in a dogfight series where everyone was hitting home runs. The Yankees went extra innings and used a million relievers. Now we got a 4-game set against two teams that can hit and have pretty tough lineups to get through. And I think one of these teams is going to rely on a bolt guy to just say, hey, you just fucking last for a little bit. We can't, like, use everyone in this 4-game set.
Right.
Which I think leads to late runs and the over.
Your
thoughts?
Dumb. The Blue Jays, their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, their best five guys in their bullpen, according to some guesstimation by Fangraphs, they did not pitch yesterday.
And mentally, they were in the game.
Their five worst guys in their bullpen did pitch yesterday. So, and I think this is a tone setter for the season. These new Jays, the Yanks, I will go under.
Interesting.
I think they'll they may pitch around Rizzo and Stanton. Those, looking back at the series, those were the two guys that were hot. So the Blue Jays may be careful with them, and then hopefully someone steps up, Joey Gallo, on a first pitch fastball.
Cool. First pitch fastball.
Yeah.
How many times has Gallo hit the first pitch out?
He hates it.
Do you mind if I look that up real quick before we stand up?
Yeah, man. We still have to do premonitions, too, so you're really covered. Mine's half a premonition.
What's your, everything you just said?
I've given a lot of information. I'm trying to see what else. What else do we think will happen today? You seeing anything?
Kind of. I kind of am having a premonition.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just hopeful. Joey Gallo has 32 home runs on the first pitch of at-bats.
It's pretty good.
His numbers are actually incredible when he swings at the first pitch. A 1.318 OPS in 226 plate appearances, 397 batting average when he swings at the first, when he puts the first pitch in play. When the at-bat ends on the first pitch, Joey Gallo has a really good stat page.
All right.
909 slugging. Fuck, Joey. Do it more. Oh, dude, I think the first base coach, Travis Chapman.
Yeah.
They say his name on the broadcast today. Like, he grabs a foul ball quickly, or
that's a good one.
Just comes into play somehow, and they're like, "Oh, that's because they haven't said his name." He's just standing there like a scarecrow, looking odd. And Yankee fans are like, who is he? And they haven't even said it. So.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's good or bad, but there's something where, like, the camera zooms in on his face, and they're like, yeah, that's their new first base coach, Travis Chapman. Trapman is what they've been calling him.
IKF.
Yeah.
You know, he's a workaholic. I think another word, you know, he's kind of a hardo. He's, like, wired that way. I think we're going to see him on the bench, like, almost going Roogie mode, like, celebrating the Yankees' first run being scored, like, greeting guys at the top of the dugout, showing, because he's right now sitting at his locker, like, what do I do today? He's like, you know what? I'm going to be the best damn teammate I can be. The physical was incredible. Mm-hmm. The spread is incredible. I need to be an incredible bench player.
Do you think he bundles up like DJ was? Dude, there's so many shots of DJ in Sunday Baseball all bundled up looking like...
too bundled.
Like, so bundled. Like, DJ, you might get called in this game. You're not,
like, you're definitely playing today.
Yeah.
And you're just so bundled.
He was so bundled. He looked like my baby after a bath.
I would guess yes. I mean, it's kind of a mix of things for me because, I mean, he's from Hawaii, so he's got to be a little cold, right?
Yeah.
But he's also, you know, tough guy. So he probably doesn't want to show that. So I don't know. It's a good what to watch for. It should have been your what to watch for.
How bundled is IKF? Yeah,
you should have let Curry take in the Marwin stuff.
I think he's no bundle. To show he's ready to go in.
If I had to bet, I would bet no bundle.
Cleats on.
Yeah.
Like spikes on. You know how they always say, like, when a guy comes into a game, he's like, yeah, the fifth inning I ran and I changed into my spikes.
What's the weather?
Spikes on for IKF. No bundle. Maybe even like a dirt stain on his uniform because he'd been taking reps.
Let's see.
He just, like, put it there.
It's 57 right now. Temperature's going down. Stays in the 50s. That's not bundle weather. That's not bundle weather.
I don't know.